بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As you know that I've been talking about for the past few days on a very important topic, which is the ashru min al-fitra, the 10 things of fitra, 10 things of nature, 10 things which are the sunnah of our beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets, and it's something which is natural, which is to do with purity, and I talked about the importance of purity. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, قالت, she says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, عشر من الفطرة, 10 things are from فطرة, 10 things are from the nature, 10 things are from purity, 10 things are from the sunnah and from the ways of all the prophets. What are those 10 things? قص الشاربي, cutting of the mustache. And I started these from mentioning these 10 things and discussing them and talking about them on the last 10 days of Ramadan. So the first one, قص الشارب, the shortening of the mustache, the cutting and trimming of the mustache or shaving it, and I talked about that in detail earlier. Number two, إعفاء اللحية, lengthening of the beard, I did talk about that, I discussed it in detail also. والسواك, using of the مسواك, سواك, and cleaning of the teeth, I talked about that in detail also. واستنشاق الماء, rinsing of the nose, and المضمضة, which is gargling, I talked about that as well, that's number four. Rinsing of the nose and gargling, istinshaq and madmada, cleaning of the area there, the mouth and the nose. We talked about that in detail as well. So that's four. Ghassul adhfari, clipping of the nails. We talked about that in detail. Wa ghassul barajimi, washing of the joints of the body. We discussed that in detail as well. Wa natful ibiti, removing of underarm hair. We discussed that in detail also. Wa halqul anati, and yesterday we talked about removing pubic hair. And we talked about that in detail also. Today that leaves us with item number 10, the 10th thing which is part of fitrah. Just 5-6 minutes on this, inshallah, I'm going to conclude. Or 10 minutes. Intiqasul ma' means istinja, which means cleaning yourself. When you go to the toilet, when you relieve yourself, you clean yourself. Males and females included. It's very important. You see, intiqasul ma' is very important. There is so much emphasis in Sharia about cleanliness, as you know, and I talked about that earlier, about purity. And our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, istanzihu min al-bawl, make sure that you save yourself from the splashes, from the drops of urine, from the splashes and from the drops of urine. فَإِنَّ عَامَّةَ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنْهُ, because very, the majority of the times, or generally the punishment in the grave is because of people not saving themselves from the splashes and drops of urine. We believe in the punishment of the grave, عذاب القبر حق, it's something which is true. There's many evidences in the Quran and Sunnah for that. Punishment in the grave, before going into Jahannam, there will be punishment for whom Allah wishes, may Allah save us all, that there will be punishment in the grave, in the qabr. That's why the hadith says, Al-Qabru rawdatun min riyad al-jannah aw hufratun min hufar al-niran. Our graves can either be a garden of paradise from the gardens of paradise, or it could be a very, it could be a pit from the pits of hell. May Allah make our graves the gardens of paradise, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that stay away from the splashes of urine, because most of the times, generally, the punishment of the grave is because of a person not saving himself, herself from the splashes of urine. There's another hadith where our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed by two graves, and he said, these two people are both being punished in their graves. I mentioned this before when I was talking about those five branches of Islam. He said, أما هذا فكان يمشي بالنميمة. This one, he's being punished because he used to be a talebearer. He used to talebear. He used to take, you know, conversation from here and relate it here and take something from here and relate it there. When I talked about talebearing and backbiting, I mentioned this hadith. But the other person, he said, وَأَمَّا هَذَا, and this one, فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَنْزِهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ, he never used to save himself from the splashes of urine. So therefore, this intiqasul ma, this 10th part of fitrah, means making sure that you clean yourself properly. You use water, It's very important. These non-Muslims, they don't use water. You know, you go to these public toilets and they're just urinating. Or even, you know, when you go to the service station, it's difficult because they don't use water. So we should keep water. Take when you travel on the motorway, on the M1 or the M69 or wherever you're going, M62, what you do is you should keep all this water with you. It's very important. When you go to the toilet, use the water. Even some Muslims stand up and urinate. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. You know, this, it's a grave thing. It's wrong. You go inside, I mean, how can you just stand there with two, three people? I mean, these non-Muslims, they just come and they have a chat, you know, all of them standing there and, you know, in a line, chatting away and urinating away. SubhanAllah. You know, there's no haya, there's no modesty. Islam teaches modesty and haya. Go inside, lock the door, there's satar, there's awrah, there's concealing, you hide yourself, you conceal yourself, there's modesty, Islam teaches modesty. And then after that, you urinate and you clean yourself with water. Take some water with you. If you forget to take it, then go to the, you know, like, I mean, sometimes what I've done is when you forget to take water, go to the sink, fill some water up, and then go into the, you know, washroom or into the toilet. If you don't have a jug or a cup or a bottle, buy a drink or something, like a long water bottle, you know, and buy it. And then, or if you don't want to spend your money, you can, sometimes if you go to the you know, restaurants there, the McDonald's and whatever they have there, they have those, you know, Pepsi and Coke, you know, cups, those plastic ones. You just ask them and they'll give you one free. Say, can I just borrow, because you're not going to give it back to them, but can I just have, you know, a plastic cup, please? How much does it cost? Just ask, to be polite, how much does it cost? I mean, it's going to say, of course, that, you know, take it, it's okay. And then use that, go and fill it up in the sink, and use that for water. Using of water is very important. Unfortunately, many of our brothers and sisters, they don't use water when they go to the toilets. They may do so at home, but when they're traveling or something, they don't. So this is very important. We use water, we clean ourselves. And with regards to males, there's something called istibara. All the books of fiqh, if you pick it up, they say, well, istibra'u wajibun. Istibra is wajib. This is more specific to males. It's not specific to females. Females are affected with discharge, but males are affected with this, which means that after urinating, it's absolutely necessary that a male makes sure that all the drops of urine are clear from his passage of urinating. This is called al-istibara. Istibara means cleaning, emptying. Istibara is an Arabic word which means emptying. Emptying the passage through which urine comes out. It's very important. This has been discussed in the books of fiqh in great detail, that you know, you don't just go and urinate and straight away you come outside, because if you come outside and you perform your wudu, and then after wudu a drop of urine comes out, your wudu and your ablution has been made invalid, it's broken. So you have to, there's one of, it's very important. The ulama have given many methods. They say that you should, you know, after urinating, wrap a tissue around your genital area and then go outside, walk around for 10-15 minutes and then come and clean yourself and use water. Some said cough, you know, make sure coughing, standing up, all, there's many, many methods in order to make sure and ensure and be absolutely positive and be sure about the fact that the drops of urine have come out. A lot of people are neglectful on this. And being neglectful on this, salah becomes invalid, wudu becomes invalid. Drops of urine come onto the trousers and onto the, you know, onto the clothes. So it's very important, istibra, brothers. This is especially for brothers. If they want more details, read on this. Istibra is wajib. It's absolute necessary, absolutely necessary. It's an absolute and it's a necessity and it's an obligation. And so this istibra is one of my teachers who's passed away to the mercy of Allah, rahimahullahu ta'ala wa radi anhu, Allah be pleased with him. He used to teach us Sahih al-Bukhari, and he's a teacher of many of the ulama, Sheikh al-Hadith, at Darul Ulum Bari, Sheikh Mawlana Islam al-Haq, rahimahullah. We used to know about him that he, in order to just go for urinating, he used to spend like half an hour in the toilet because of istibra. Before teaching, before wudu, half an hour. And that's the way it should be done. So therefore, brothers are recommended that they should not perform ablution wudu straight after going to the toilet. They should go, relieve themselves, and then after that wrap a tissue around the genital area, and then after that walk around, do some other jobs, something like that, and then after that go and wash the genital area, their private parts, and then after that perform wudu and ablution. So making sure that a person gets himself rid, he rids himself from the drops, from the splashes of urine, this is an extreme necessity, and this is all included in this intiqasul ma, this istinja, and this istibara, which is emptying the passage of urine. This is mainly for males, and also using of water for females, that they should be they should make sure that they stay clean, etc. So that's about it, inshallah. That's the 10th and final part of the 10 things of fitrah. These are the 10 things of fitrah. Again, I'll just recap them. I hope everybody's benefited from, you know, these 10 things. Number one, cutting and shortening and shaving of the mustache. Number two, lengthening of the beard. Number three, using of the miswak and siwak. Number four, gargling and rinsing of the nose. Number five, cutting of the nails. Number six, washing of the joints of the body. Number seven, removing underarm hair. Number eight, removing pubic hair. And also number nine, khitar, which is circumcision. And number 10, istinja, using water, istibra, and all of that, really making sure that a person rids himself, cleans himself from the splashes, from the drops of urine. These are the 10 things of fitrah, and inshallah, this is just generally a lot of importance has been laid in Islam about purity, about staying clean, about staying pure, so much so that the hadith of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, نَظِّفُ أَفْنِيَتَكُمْ. I just read this hadith, نَظِّفُ أَفْنِيَتَكُمْ. Make sure that you keep your gardens and your houses and around Afni. Afni is like courtyard. That's a real translation. Literal translation is courtyard. Keep your courtyards, but it has a general and broad meaning that keep your gardens, your houses, everything clean. So there's so much emphasis in Islam about purity and tahara. Should not keep your houses filthy as well. So cleaning of the body, purity of the body, purity of the clothes, purity of the house, purity of the home, and that will have an effect, inshallah, on the purity of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us physical purity, external purity, internal purity, purity of the heart, spiritual purity, inshallah, and He adorn us internally, externally, inshaAllah ta'ala. End with this. قُلُ قُولِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.